insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers us with His mercy in understanding His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين وإذ جعلنا البيت مثابة للناس وأمنا واتخذوا من مقام إبراهيم مصلى وعهدنا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل أن طهرا بيتي للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود.
We were discussing verse 124, which, as we mentioned, is a very important verse in the Holy Quran, maybe more important than some of the other verses. Of course, the most important thing that is discussed in the Holy Quran is obviously the concept of Tawheed and what revolves around that. But one of the most important concepts that is falls under one of the topics of Tawheed is the issue of imamat, which is discussed here in this verse. We started in the previous session discussing this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's briefly go over the translation again and then follow up with the explanations that we were going on with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. And when his Lord tested Abraham with certain words, and he fulfilled them, قَالَ إِنِّي جَعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. He said, I am making you the imam of people. قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي, said he, and from among my descendants, قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِي الظَّالِمِينَ. He said, my pledge does not extend to the injustice. Previous session we explained that what it means by we tested Ibrahim, or Ibrahim's Lord tested him with certain words, that refers to certain events that took place, that in the Holy Quran, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is what takes place in this universe, has been referred to as words in what he says. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we tested him with words. That does not mean that it's a verbal exam. It was actually commands that Ibrahim had to fulfill. So a number of tests went through before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says once those examinations were fulfilled, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قَالَ إِنِّي جَعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. This قَوْل, this saying also is not in the form of words. It's not like he was finally said, and just like we name someone in, for example, in Great Britain, they name certain people as sirs or knights and name them as a knight. It's not like that. It doesn't work like that. These types of ranks that we have in our day-to-day lives, like the army ranks or in an institution or an office where someone's raised, they get a raise and they're moved above from one rank to the higher rank, these are only contracts. Nothing happens to the reality and the existence of that person. The only thing that happens is that before they used to be called one thing, now they're called something else. It doesn't go beyond words, basically. But this, قَالَ إِنِّي جَعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا, this is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He said, I am making you the imam of people. This is the actual rise of rank. the being, the existence, Ibrahim, once he fulfilled those exams, he was raised above his previous spiritual level to the level of an imam. And this is what we want to discuss here. One thing that we need to establish to be able to go on with our discussion using the same verse is, when did this take place? Was this at the beginning of Prophet Abraham's life? Was it in the middle? Was it towards the end? Was he already a prophet beforehand? Or was this the first level that he was going to have? In other words, was he an imam before he was a prophet? Or was he a prophet first and then he became an imam? We need to know that before we can derive and come to the conclusion that come out of that. We need to say it's very clear, based on the verse, that this did not take place at the first part of his life and before he was a prophet or before, or at the beginning of that. This occurred very clearly towards the end of his life, when he was very old. Where do we get that from this verse? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when he was raised, his rank was raised, and he was notified of that. He asks God, and from among my descendants, from my children, from my children's children, are they going to be imams as well? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in reply to that, my pledge does not extend to the unjust. The point that we are using right now to say that this is towards the end of the Prophet's life, or in other words, the point that we're trying to establish is after that he was a prophet, is this piece that he asks, that is any of my descendants or are any of my descendants going to be becoming imams as well? Why would he ask that question when he does not have any children or any hope for children? It's very clear when the angels came down to him and gave him the good tidings that he will be having a child, and he was very happy. He was in his older age, and he was already a prophet. He did not expect to have a child at that time. So when this verse says that he is asking about his descendants and are they going to be having, becoming imams or not, that shows that he has had his children. He has Ismail and Ishaq as children when he is raised to the level of imamat. And that's why he asked, what about my descendants? Otherwise, if he did not have any children, and the verses that explain when he was told that he's going to have a child, he was very surprised, tells us that he didn't have hope of having any descendants or any children either. Why would he ask about that? So that means not only did he have the hope, but he actually had the children. Since that is established, that he is being raised to this level and this status after he has his children, it's very clear, based on the other verses of the Holy Quran, and we will get to them, is that, the verse that talks about that good tidings that came from the angels says that he reached that, or one of the reason why he was surprised was because he was very old. And usually old people, men and women, don't have children. And that was, obviously, we know the other verses of the Holy Quran tell us that when he was young, he was raised to the level of Nabi, then he was given the rank of Rasul. These are stages, they're mentioned in the Holy Quran. I don't want to mention those verses, inshallah. If we get to them, or when we get there, inshallah, we will be going over that. It is, or the point that is trying to be stressed on is, based on this piece, we know that the Prophet was raised to the rank of imamat after being a prophet. Now that that is established, let's see what the consequences of that are and what we can say regarding them. Based on this, the level of imamat, the rank of imamat, is above the rank of prophethood. This is very clear. When you're a prophet, when an individual is a prophet, and they lived a life as being a prophet, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, being a prophet, he was tested first. Once the tests were fulfilled in the right way, he was given the rank of imamat. That means he got a raise. So that's raising above the level of a prophet to the level of an imam. That raises a few questions. One question is, does this imamah that is being discussed here, is it the same concept that we talk about our 12 imams, or is it different? If it is the same, does that mean that our imams are above prophets? And especially, we don't call our prophet imam, we don't call him Imam Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, we say Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So does that mean that we believe our imams are above the prophet, above our prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam? These are questions that need to be raised. Another question that comes to mind is, okay, if imamat is above the rank of risalat, and being a rasul and being a prophet, then does that mean that our imams are prophets as well? Isn't there supposed to be, or isn't it such that our prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was the last prophet that came to being? So these are all questions that are raised from this one point, that Prophet Ibrahim was a prophet, a rasul, not only a nabi, a rasul, a prophet. Then he was, after passing some very, very tough examination, he was given the rank of imamat. So we need to answer these questions. The first question that was raised, and very clearly we gave the answer, is that, is this rank above the rank of prophethood? Yes, it is. It's very clear, as we explained. So is this talking about the issue of imamat that we believe about our imams? Very clearly so. Now, this part of it that I said very clearly so, this doesn't come from this verse of the Holy Quran, but the concept imamat has been mentioned in our ahadith. It has been mentioned that this rank, this verse, is talking about the imams as well. It's the same issue. It's one and the same. And we need to remind the listeners that just because something has not been mentioned in the Holy Quran, that does not mean that it's not a fact of Islam and it's not something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained and has revealed. No, this is a fact of Islam. It is has been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not everything, though, with all the details of it, have been mentioned in the Holy Quran. This verse is talking about the imamat of Prophet Ibrahim. There's other verses in the Holy Quran that talk about the concept of imamat. We will mention some of them in the following sessions, inshallah. But regardless of that, at this point, we know it is established that this imamat is talking about the imamat, which is in common between Prophet Ibrahim and our imams as well. The other questions that we raised, inshallah, we will try to answer them in the sessions to come. I hope that you will join us in those sessions so that we can go over those discussions to complete this talk, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu, 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 subhanaka.